Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Connie Sertucci back on the show. Connie is one of our favorite people. She's Senior VP and General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage North America. You know who she is. You know the company she works for. And as you also know, every so often, quite often actually during the year, they poll their small business customers and ask them about what's going on out there. What do they think? Including their customers in other parts of the world. And so they brought their Sage Business Index survey, the current one, with this time she has, and it's got a lot of interesting new information in it. Connie Sertucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Congratulations on this new survey. This is very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
Thousands, over 10,000 respondents to the survey. This is pretty significant. Compared to 6 months ago, what did they tell you? What did the folks tell you?
Well, you know what was interesting is that although businesses in most of the country still believe that their global and local economy is in a decline because we measure it based on an index, you know, each time we do the survey, the good news is that most of them feel that they are weathering the storm, and they actually have a brighter outlook for their own business than they do for their local economy.
That is one of the most interesting things. It's not amazing. I won't say amazing. It's not shocking, but it is the most interesting because I've seen this in other surveys, Connie.
Yep.
Where like a U.S. survey, where they would say, how do you feel about the U.S. economy? Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Well, how do you feel about your own business? Oh, we're doing fine. We're good.
and so you're saying
the same thing across continents, aren't you?
No, we are. We absolutely are. I mean, as an example, and if we start first with just the confidence level on the economy, most businesses, and as you said, it was around 10,000 that we surveyed, and it was across many countries, U.S., Canada, Germany, France, Spain, I mean, just a long list of countries. And most believed that the global economy was still in a decline. It actually had dropped 1.5 points since the last survey we did in March, and had dropped 18% since the survey back in February 2011. So overall, they see the global economy declining. When we asked about their own local economy, they felt like it was declining too. It was a significant drop of 5 points and 15 points since February. Mm. So they, you know, the trends are continuing there. We did see some countries obviously are in a stronger decline than we're having here in the U.S. And I don't know if you noticed, but on the survey, you know, Spain and France, they're really, really hurting right now.
Yeah.
It was a 22% decline and a 31% for France.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the reason why I think we're getting some of these readings where you know, remember the book I'm Okay, You're Okay, and then somebody came out with a spoof on it, I'm Okay, You're Not.
And right.
You know, these small businesses are saying, I'm okay, but my country's not, or my market's not. Small businesses are pathological optimists.
They are.
If they didn't believe in themselves, if they didn't have a reason to be optimistic, if not, even if they're a little troubled and worried, they still have a fundamental belief in themselves. If they couldn't pull that off, Connie, they couldn't show up every day.
No, absolutely. In fact, when we asked about the business confidence, and I'll focus more on the U.S. right now, but among the U.S. small businesses that we surveyed, we asked about their business confidence. It's grown 13% in the last year and a half.
Right.
It's up to a level of 60, and that's 12 points higher than their outlook of the U.S. economy itself. Hmm. So, you know, they are resilient, and I think, and you and I have talked about this, Jim, in the past, I think those small businesses that have survived over the last 3 to 4 years, they're much stronger than they were.
Well, that's what I told them this 4 years ago when we were going out of 08 into 09. Of course, if you remember, Connie, you and I were talking about this, and I said, folks, your goal for 09 is just to survive.
Right.
That's all you got to do is open your door January 1, 2010. And,
right.
And then I said, if you survive 2009 and you can survive the next 2 or 3 years, not only will you be okay, but you could be in a very profitable situation, even if the economy is not great, because you've learned how to make it when things are tough.
Absolutely.
You know what it takes to run your business like that, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, when we one question that we always
hold
ask
on, tell you what, hold on to the thoughts, Connie. I want to just get to that when we come back after these messages. I want to take a quick break, but I want you to tell folks how they can find you and your company in this survey.
Absolutely. If you go to na.sage.com, that's our website here in North America, go up to the newsroom, pull down, and then select surveys off of the newsroom.
All right, so check that out, sagenorthamerica.com. Is that right, Connie?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
sagenorthamerica.com. Quick break, right back with Connie Sertucci, and a lot more good stuff. This is a really interesting survey, folks. Tony Hill, stay with us.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.